Glad you're here this evening. We're going to be looking at a few verses from the book of Mark chapter 7. You know, we have good practices that keep us healthy, you know, hygienic practices, washing our hands, using a little of the Germex, those types of things, because we're afraid of the possibility of getting infected with something, getting sick, and so we are careful to wash our hands, inducing things such as that. But the Pharisees and the scribes, according to this chapter, had traditions that involve washing their hands, washing cups, doing various things like that. But those were tied to religious practices relating to the idea of spiritual defilement because of contact association with Gentiles or Samaritans, things such as that. So they had their traditions that they bound upon the general population, those that were there and would follow them. And when they noticed that the disciples of Christ did not observe these traditions, they noted that and they called them out on it, called Jesus out on it. In fact, they said that in verse 3, "For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the traditions of the elders." So he says, "And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash." So they had these practices that were tied to their beliefs, but these were not things given by commandment from God. And Jesus pointed out their hypocrisy in the verses that follow, pointed out that they broke the commandments of God, that they might keep their tradition. And then Jesus, in verse 14, notice, when he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come from out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." So he's making the point, understand what I'm saying. Jesus was not trying to invalidate various laws of Moses that did, in fact, limit them from eating certain things that they could not, as faithful Jews, partake of, certain animals that were restricted, eating of blood and so forth. But he's making a point in regard to the traditions that were being bound upon them. And so he makes then the statement after they question him, verse 17, they wonder, what is he talking about? He says in verse 18, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods?" And he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." So it's not the eating of things forbidden by human tradition, Jesus says, that defile a man, but instead, what is it that's coming out of us, he says? What is within us already that we have allowed to get in there that then defiles the mind and subsequently the actions, and thus we live in ways that are contrary to God's will? Jesus points out, here's what's going to get you in trouble with God and is going to jeopardize your soul. Not the failure to keep human tradition, but rather the failure to monitor your heart and your ways so that your spirit within is not defiled and corrupted and you become worldly, as he describes here. So it is that each and every one of us living in this day and age must be cautious, must be very much aware of the things that defile a man within, because, as Jesus points out, our actions are scrutinized by God and, of course, will be judged by his word. The things listed here that Jesus makes mention of relate to things both within and without. And all such things are known by God. Human beings around us, brothers and sisters in Christ, can observe our actions. They can't see our thoughts, but God does. And all things are before him, and thus all things, when we analyze self, when we do self-examination, must be found pure and holy, as opposed to what seems to be the mindset of the days or the people during the days that Christ was doing his ministry. It was like a focus on the external. What do I look like? Am I going through the motions here? Am I doing these various things? But there was a neglect of what was within, in the heart of a man. And this is what we have to give great attention to. Do we have pure thoughts, pure motives? Do we, in fact, try to protect the heart, the inner man, from the defilement from without by controlling what we allow through these eyes, through these ears? That's decision. That relates to decisions that we make on a regular basis. If we control that, we can also control how we think. And if we can control how we think, we'll also control how we act. And if we control how we act and keep it in line with God's will, we're pleasing to God, our relationship with Him is maintained rightly and purely, and we are prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know when He's coming, we know that He is coming. Therefore, every day must be a day prepared, ready, on guard, watchful, waiting. Where do you stand tonight? Cleansed and purified by the blood of Christ, having believed Jesus is the Son of God, having turned your heart away from sin with penitence within, having confessed your faith in Jesus Christ. What about baptism? That is a step that many stumble at, saying it's a work. You don't need to do it. But in fact, it's a work from heaven, commanded by God, without which one cannot be saved. Have your sins cleansed tonight by obedience to God's plan. And if you've already become a child of God, live faithfully, keeping your heart pure and your actions pure, living faithfully before the Father in heaven. If you need to come, we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.